From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The UN Human Rights Agency lashes out at the U.S. government. President Donald Trump's immigration policies could lead to collective expulsions of migrants and a breach of international law. That is the finding of an annual report from the United Nations Human Rights Agency. Its chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, also voiced concern at the new U.S. policy banning entry of people from six Muslim-majority countries for 90 days. Zayed said, "I'm especially disturbed by the potential impact of these changes on children who face being detained or may see their families torn apart." He also had criticism for the U.S. government and its leadership.
Greater and more consistent leadership is needed to address the recent surge in discrimination, anti-Semitism, and violence against ethnic and religious minorities. Vilification of entire groups, such as Mexicans and Muslims, and false claims that migrants commit more crimes than U.S. citizens are harmful and fuel xenophobic abuses.
Zayed also voiced dismay at attempts by the president to intimidate or undermine journalists and judges. Armed insurgents, including at least one disguised as a doctor, attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital of Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 30 and wounding dozens more. That from the Afghan Defense Ministry. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the assault. Witnesses said the attack began with a blast at the main gate of the 400-bed Sardar Daoud Khan Hospital in the central part of the capital city early on Wednesday. This is VOA News.